Silly, it's time for the I Beg to Differ debate playoffs. Here we go. The tournament starts proper next Monday, but the debate action starts right now. We already know our top 14, but today we are choosing number 15 seed to join them in next week's round of 16. Win or go home. Today I have in the studio two debaters who are ready to battle for the 15th spot. They are about to go head to head. They made it through the auditions process, but that was just the beginning. After today's debate, the winner returns next week for the round of 16 and for a chance at the quarterfinals 2 weeks from now. And after that, it's the semifinals and then the final, and then one winner, 1 million naira. It's great to be back. I've missed saying that. And a big thank you to all our partners and sponsors who made the August edition happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Obiwizi.com is back. They've provided prices for the top finishers. RLG Communications is back. They are an original equipment manufacturer. And as usual, they are providing their own brand name tablets for those who make it to the end. Storm Body Spray is a new partner. They're providing goodie bags for our top 16. And Buka Hot is our food sponsor. They'll make sure that our debaters are well fed when they're done. So now let's debate. Let me introduce our playoff contestants. Our first debater is a 15-year-old SS1 student at Vetland Senior Grammar School, Olaniyo Noah Olaoluwa. Welcome to I Beg to Differ Playoffs.
Thank you, ma'am.
Our second debater is an SS2 student at the International School, University of Lagos. She's 15 years old, Ame Stephanie Ehi. Welcome to I Beg to Differ the Playoffs. Good to have you on the show. Now, both of you are going to have to move close so that you can speak into the mic and we can hear you clearly. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but Lagos, and for those who are tuning in for the very first time, here the rules are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you will each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponents made. Remember, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges joining us from all over the world will score your rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you repeat that point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points as well. Number of opponents' points addressed during the rebuttal round will determine whether you win or not. The strength of your rebuttal of each point matters quite a lot. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round and you'll switch sides and you'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You're going to be scored for new points entirely that you make that your opponent did not make the first time. And of course, you'll also be scored for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. So you have 3 minutes for presentation and rebuttals and you'll switch sides. And therefore, if you opposed before, you'll support now. If you supported now, you'll oppose, now. Now, both of you already know your topic. Yes? You already know your topic?
Yes, ma'am.
The proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. We're doing a new thing for this I Beg to Differ. We're not writing support and oppose in a piece of paper anymore. Instead, I have a coin. And the coin has a head and it has a tail. And we're going to flip for it. And whoever chooses head will support. Whoever chooses tail will oppose. All right. So who's going to pick heads or tails? Who wants to go first? Who wants to go first? Noah, you go first. What do you want? Heads or tails?
Head.
You want tail. Remember, head supports, tail opposes. And I'm tossing the coin and I have it in my hand and I have head showing. So, Stephanie, that's your cue to support the motion that the proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. Okay, it's time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with you, the motion supporter, and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Stephanie, your 3 minutes start now.
some Nigerians have said that Okada is among the bigger and more advanced vehicles on our roads, are like insects pissing us in our homes. I must say this is rather harsh, but there's a very important element of truth in this. Good day, moderator, panel of impartial judges, accurate time people, co-debater, my ever attentive audience. My name is Stephanie Ame, a proud student of the International School University of Lagos, and I'll be supporting the motion which says that the proposed nationwide ban on Okadas is a good idea. There has been an outright ban placed on Okadas in some states in Nigeria, including Taraba, Zamfara, and others. And Lagos, there was an outright ban on these Okadas in 15 out of 57 local councils, as well as on major road expressways and bridges. But it wasn't until the Thursday, 24th of July 2022, that the Attorney General of the Federation, Minister of Justice of Nigeria, Abubakar Malami, disclosed that the federal government of Nigeria has proposed a nationwide ban on these Okadas. Since then, this has become a bone of contention to those who ride these Okadas and survive on the ends of them, to those who employ this as their everyday means of transportation from time to time, and to the general public at large. They have wondered if this is a good or bad idea, but it's a good idea. Why? The riders and passengers of this Okada are more at danger of being susceptible to criminal activities than other forms of vehicle. This is mostly due to the fact that the Okada has no form of enclosure, and as such, it is very easy to snatch a lady's handbag or to snatch expensive gold jewelry or a man's wallet from an Okada than other forms of vehicle. Also, Okadas are the number one vehicle that are used for escape by crime perpetrators. We've seen many cases of Okada riders assassinating somebody or showing up at somebody's house and committing robberies. So the Okadas are used for crimes a lot. Also, the riders and passengers of this Okada are more endangered in scenarios of accident than other forms of vehicle. Also, mostly due to the fact that the Okada has no enclosure. In other forms of vehicle, if an accident or clash occurs, first the vehicle is affected before the riders and passengers or the load being conveyed by the vehicle. But in the Okada, this is not so. And other forms of vehicle have protective features like airbags, seat belts. They can accommodate baby seats to protect and balance babies, and they also have foamy chairs. These are protective features that the Okada does not have. And even the helmet that the Okada has, they can only protect the head and the eyes. What happens to other part of the body, for example, the chest that houses the heart? Also, these Okadas increase the prevalence of agbero's, hoodlums, which we commonly refer to as agbero's. We've seen cases of them jumping into the road trying to collect money from these Okadas, and as such, they cause confusion and accident among other motorists. They also sometimes they are violent with these Okadas and even their passengers, and they assault them and they infringe upon their human rights. So if we're to ban these Okadas, we'll be curtailing many problems with just one stone. We'll be reducing violence and assault on our roads. We'll be reducing the infringement upon human rights and also assault. And also, these Okadas are very disorderly on the road. Due to the fact that they are small, they are usually mostly impatient and always interfering with other motorists while they are trying to turn and enter into lanes, and they lead to accidents. In this way. Also, these Okadas are the number one road users that cause that disobey traffic rules and regulation, especially the traffic light. They also lead to unhealthy transportation. An Okada is designed to carry just two passengers, but we've seen many cases of them carrying more than two. Of course, unhealthy transportation can occur in all forms of vehicle, but they are most prominent in the Okada. Transportation takes you to the place you want to go, but the right transportation takes you where you want to go, how you want to go, and makes you the way you want to be when you get there. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. What a way to start. Stephanie, great work. Well done. All right, good job. If you just tuned in, you just heard from our second debater in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. She's 15 years old. Her name is Stephanie Ehi Ame, and she just supported that the proposed nationwide ban on Okada is a good idea. You're about to hear from her opposer. Her opposer is 15 years old. He's in SS1 at Vetland Senior Grammar School. His name is Olani Onoa Olaoluwa. Noah, your 3 minutes start now.
As of recent, the Attorney General of the Federation of Nigeria, in person of Mr. Malami Abubakar, said that the federal government of Nigeria is considering placing a nationwide ban on commercial motorcycles, otherwise known as Okadas. But I say to you that this action will be retrogressive and will end up doing more harm than good in this country. Good day, my honorable adjudicators and my co-debater. My name is Olani Onua Olaoluwa. Speaking against the motion, we state the proposed nationwide ban on Okadas is a good idea. So far, many thoughts and opinions have been expressed over this controversial topic, but I beg to differ with the following point. To start with, placing a ban on Okada would be retrogressive because Okadas have proven to be the most practical and easily accessible means of transportation, which a fair chunk of the Nigerian populace rely on. To prove this, even in some states that Okadas were banned, they are still allowed to operate in some areas notwithstanding. Okada cushioned the lapses created by lack of proper buses and taxis network distribution. Simply put, Okadas can get where taxis and buses can't get to at affordable rates, which have proven to be equally convenient for most people. Furthermore, Okada increased transportation options and alternatives. Show me someone who has never been on an Okada, and I'm sure you have an highly detached individual from Nigeria and our infrastructural and societal deficiencies. Okada, simply put, Okadas, they can get to where taxis and buses can't get to at affordable rate. they prove to be an option, an alternative to cars and taxis, network distribution. The Lagos State government has tried its possible best to champion defense projects to ensure the viability of different transportation alternatives. But I say to you that with the geometric rise of population within this area, these efforts are viewed as little or no effect. Without an iota of doubt, the introduction of commercial motorcycles in the 1970s was supposed to be a temporary solution to traffic problems. But I say to you that in this state of ours, people have permanently adapted to this new wave of life. In addition, different means of transportation take up space and cause traffic. But Okadas, on the other hand, can maneuver through sharp turns and can pass through limited spaces, which the people are permanently adapted to. And taking them away from the people right now could be retrogressive and will end up doing more harm than good, as this is like taking a best friend from another best friend. This will indeed be retrogressive to Nigeria. On a final note, I know that I've been able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the proposed nationwide ban on Okadas is not a good idea. I rest my case.
Thank you very much, Noah. Well done. The proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. And you just heard Noah oppose that idea. Noah is in SS1, he's 15, he's at Vetland Senior Grammar School, and his opposer is in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. She's 15 years old, Stephanie Ehi. And they have both beautifully debated that the proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. Remember, we're streaming this live. We are live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also live on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. Again, thank you to our prize sponsor for the August tournament, Webster University. Webster University is new, but we have obiwizi.com coming back. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top debaters this season. RLG Communications is also back. They manufacture equipment, and as usual, they're providing their own brand name tablets for those who make it to the end of this tournament. Storm Body Spray is a new partner. They're providing goodie bags for the top 16. I've seen the goodie bags, and oh my god, they are yummy. And speaking of yummy, Buka Hot is our food sponsor. They will make sure that our debaters are well fed. We already have food waiting downstairs for the debaters as soon as they're done here. Now it's time for the rebuttal round. During this rebuttal round, we will have the opponents take a shot at the points that their opposers have made. And for this particular round, we will start with the motion opposer. Noah, your 2 minutes start now.
Still standing on the existing protocol, I remain Holani Yonua Holalua. My opponent said that Okadas perpetrates crime, but I say to you that Okadas don't perpetrate crime. It might be similar, taking into account their present struggle and confrontation. This might make them get back at the streets as begrudged, angry, and unemployed set of individuals, ready to indulge in any sort of crime in order to survive. The result will be ripple effect of the criminal activities that is happening presently, as you say. In addition, my opponent also said that Okadas caused accidents, but I say to you that there is no vehicle that does not cause accidents. A big question from a humble heart. Airplanes that have these features you said Okadas don't have, aren't them prone to accidents? We hear of cases like airplane crashes. We hear of cases like bus crashes, and this also endangers the life of citizens, both in Lagos and Nigeria as a whole. In addition, my opponent also said that it increases thuggery, but I say to you that the Molware bus is also known as the big buses in Lagos State. They are the main basis of thuggery in Lagos State, as the thugs on the streets constitute nuisance by collecting money from them. Also at the toll gate, instead of them to pay the amount needed for them to build Nigeria and Lagos State, they have to bribe these officials in order to get through. On a final note, I know that I've been able to buttress my point that the Okada ban is not a good idea. I rest my case.
Thank you, Noah. Well done. I love that they're using their time really well. Doing really well with using their time. Well done. Okay. And now for the final time today, because one of them will be back next week for the round of 16. Stephanie, your 2 minutes start now.
I would like to appreciate my opponents for the argument raised. I know all forms of vehicles cause accidents, but it is most prominent in Okadas. And I also said that the riders and passengers are more endangered in scenarios of accidents because other forms of vehicles have protective features like seat bags, like seat belts, airbags, and foam features. They can accommodate the baby cars. These are all features that the Okada lacks. Also, you said that the Okada, that their prices are higher too, but this is not true. And mostly because of the fact that the Okada can carry less passengers. They seem to charge higher. And you said that the Okada is fast and they can easily find their way to traffic. Why? This is the reason why they are mostly used by crime perpetrators, because they are easily used to escape after the people have committed a crime. And yeah, you said they don't increase the rate in crime. Yes, they do, because if we're to ban Okadas, this will lead to an increase in the rate of unemployment. And if this leads to an increase in the rate of unemployment, this will cause these people to go into crime, either to just feed themselves or to punish the government for taking away their jobs. And also, if we ban these Okadas, some people that have been able to come out of poverty for a very long time, they've been struggling, they've used the Okada as a means for now generating earnings for themselves, they'll be forced back into these Okadas. And also, if we ban these Okadas, the government, it's not lead to unemployment. If we ban these Okadas, it may cause the government to have to spend more money on these unemployed people, and it can make their expenditure more than their revenue, and this will lead to a budget deficit in the earning of the government. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll find out if our results are ready. Remember, of course, that you can watch this live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. You have heard just now from Stephanie Ehi. Stephanie Ehi is 15 years old. She's in SS2, and she's a student at the International School, University of Lagos. And before her, you heard from Noah. Noah Laniyo is 15 years old in SS1 at Vetland Senior Grammar School, and they both debated that the proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. We've got Chifanyi Oboforibo judging. We've got Zuchi Nduka joining us from the UK, and we've got Nikki Arabonlo judging as well. She's joining us from Canada, and their results will be ready as soon as possible, and we'll find out who has won, and we'll be returning next week for the round of 16, or if there's a tie. If there's a tie, they'll switch sides, and we'll hear them oppose what they supported or support what they opposed. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to I Beg to Differ. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Atike Deborah.
My name is Anna Rabo.
My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready. The judges have decided. The prize money is ready. 1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Merit Research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head-to-head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you so much to all of our sponsors, all our partners. Webster University is our prize sponsor. They're providing the cash money that our student will go home with. Remember, up for grabs yet again is 1 million naira for one winner. RLG Communications is back. They're providing tablets for the debaters who make it to the end. We have obiwizi.com returning as well. And obiwizi.com providing prizes yet again for the top finishers. Storm Body Spray is a new partner. They're providing goodie bags for the top 16. Like I said, I've seen the goodie bags. They all look amazing. Booker Hut is our food sponsor. Our food sponsor, making sure that our debaters are well fed. So it doesn't matter who wins or loses today, they'll go downstairs and they will be refreshed by Booker Hut. So thank you again to all of our sponsors. Thank you again to all of our partners. Our debaters in the studio today have done phenomenally well. Our first debater is 15 in SS1 at Vetland Senior Grammar School, Noah Olanion. Our second debater is in SS2 at the International School, University of Lagos. She's 15, Stephanie Ehi. And they both debated that the proposed nationwide Okada ban is a good idea. Now, the judges have decided, and I have the result here with me. And the judges have told me that they discounted some of Stephanie's points during the rebuttal because they were on the wrong side of the argument. But here the scores are. In the presentation round, Stephanie scored 25, Noah scored 22. For presentation style, Stephanie scored 23, Noah scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Stephanie scored 14, Noah scored 17. For rebuttal style, Noah scored 20. And Stephanie scored 20. Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. But there can only be one winner. And the 15th seed for the I Beg to Differ tournament next week, with 82 points to 79, is Stephanie Ame. Congratulations, Stephanie. Well done. You just qualified for the I Beg to Differ round of 16 next week. And thank you for taking part, Noah. You did so well. And remember, out of over 300 applicants, you were in the top 10%. So well done. Keep your head held high and good job. All right, both of you go downstairs. We've got refreshments from Booker Hut waiting for you. You're going to get an email from us telling you your topic next week. I will see you back here in the studio then.